My name is Devin, and I'm proud and curly.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. Today I'm bringing you episode number 10. I can't believe it's the 10th episode, and today we have our first male on the show. I know, I just realized there's no guys on the show, so I'm looking to diversify the show a lot more. Males, females, all kinds of races, all kinds of curls. We need to hear the stories. Anyways, in today's episode, we're talking about what it's like to have long natural hair as a guy. Today, we are talking with Devin. So, hi guys. Thank you guys so much for all of your support so far on the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm so excited. We're at episode number 10, as I'm saying this again. But this is really exciting, and I'm really excited to be able to have you guys on the show. I know I keep saying this, but hopefully this is the last time I say it, and the next episode I'm telling you how to be on it. But we've been working really hard on getting you guys to be able to be on the show, and it's going to be on our website when our website launches. It's all going to be like a launch in and of itself, or a launch together. So we're going to be able to share more of your stories, and I'm looking forward to being able to do that on this podcast. So you will be able to share your story. Yes, you listening right now, you'll be able to share your story. If it's a horror story, if it's like the time you went natural, when you big chopped, your best ever story of your hair, I don't know, something about your childhood, whatever it is, you could share a short little voicemail of your story with us. We're working on that. Or if you don't want to really have your voice on the show, but you still want to be involved, you can share a written memo. And if you want to, you could do those too. But if you also have a bit of a longer story and you really want to get into detail and you're comfortable, you know, being on this whole episode for about 40 minutes to an hour, then you can apply to be on the show, because I would love to interview and talk with you. So, you know, that's kind of something that's coming really, really soon. I kind of gave y'all a big sneak peek of it just now. But we're working on that for the website. So stay tuned to our Instagram. Be sure you're following us on Instagram at Proud and Curly, because all of those details on how to share your story will be posted there really, really soon. Sorry for the wait. We're just working on it. So bear with me. You know, it's a very small team, just me and some of my friends that are helping with the graphic design and everything, and the website and the branding. So thank you guys for your patience and understanding. Anyways, in this episode, we are talking with Devin, who is a super dope DJ. If you don't know, Da Vinci the Great, talented director, and my bestie, K. Nicole's boo. Hopefully she's okay with me saying that. We had K. Nicole on this podcast on episode 5. So it's kind of lit. He's on episode 10. Okay. I'm a little hype right now. Anyways, I talked with Devin last year in my Curl Talk series in the video titled Black Men Who Love Their Natural Hair. There are also two other guys in there, Julian and Jamil. We also talked with Devin about his hair and the stigmas that came along with it. But today we finally get to delve a little bit deeper into his story. So this one's a pretty funny one, I must say. But as always, stay tuned till the end for the fire round, the curly five at the end of this episode, as always. And yeah, let's get into it. Hi, Devin. Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you're like our first guy on the show. So you're really special. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into your hair journey.
Okay. Well, my name is Devin Gaston, also known as Da Vinci the Great. I'm a film director and a DJ. I have a
the
YouTube
best
channel.
DJ.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel called Spinning Films. That's where I put like a lot of my film-related stuff. And my Instagram for film is Devin G Productions. And my SoundCloud for my DJ. My DJ mixes and like some beats and stuff is on there. Da Vinci the Great. So yeah, if you like want to find those, just type those names in on Google or something.
Well, cool. I've talked to you about your hair before on the Curl Talk video about black men who love their natural hair with Julian and Jamil. And I just watched that and it was so funny.
I had different hair styles.
But I didn't really know like your whole story, I guess. We kind of just talked about certain things and like how it affects you being black, but we never really talked about like how you felt about your hair in general, I guess, and like what you do, especially now that your hair is a lot longer. From that video was like a year ago, I think.
Yeah. It's kind of so long now.
It'll be interesting to see like what's different now. But like, how was your hair as a child, and like, like, what did you think? Like, how did you grow up thinking about your hair? Because, yeah, go ahead.
Well, my granddad on my dad's side has, like, really good hair. It's, like, super soft. I don't know. It's weird. It's like, it's not, like, normal African-American hair. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's just, like, super soft. It's kind of curly.
Is it like a looser texture?
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe it's like you have like Native American or like something else in you.
I don't know. I think like my great grandma's like part Native American, something like that. But I think that probably has something to do with it. But yeah, his hair is like super soft and curly. But mine is like kind of more coarse. But like when I was little, my hair used to grow like super fast. And then when I was two, my mom, I had like braids, like not like super long braids, but like kind of past my shoulders. Like my mom had cut them off, but she like saved them and they're like still at my house, like at home.
Oh, wow. Really?
Because it was like my first haircut.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they like in little plaits?
Yeah, they were. They were. They're like a picture of me on my first birthday. My braids.
Did you get your hair cut all the way down or it was just shorter?
I think it was like all the way. Like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But she was like, it was getting too long. So she had to just cut it. And I was like, dang. And so like, when I got older, like elementary school, like my parents are military. So I used to get my hair cut on a military base. And so it would always be like, it would always be like basically like super low and like a fade kind of. So like eventually I was like, you know, I want to get my hair out. And then my mom had told me a story about me when I was younger and I used to have long hair. And I was like, can I get braids? And like, my parents just wouldn't let me get braids or like just long hair in general. So I would always have just like a buzz cut up until like middle school. That's like middle school, like in 2009 to 2011, 12. That's when like the high top fade came back. And so I was like, I want to do that. And my parents let me. And it was like kind of low at first. And then eventually it just got like longer and longer. And like my parents didn't really say anything. They were just like, don't let it get too long. And then it would just get longer and longer each year. And then it would just like be like, don't let it get longer than that. And then I didn't.
So you were like testing them.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to just let it get a little longer, see what happens. But then like I ended up getting in trouble like with grades, I think, or something like that. And then my dad had cut my hair. And that happened like twice, actually.
Oh god!
So he cut off the first time.
Used it against you because you were like cherishing your hair.
And then I got a couple again, and he cut it off, and I was like, "Dang!" So I just got waves or something during that period. And then I think like in high school, I was like, I'm going to get a fro. Because I had never had a fro like in between those years. So I was like, you know, I'm going to get a fro now. And then that happened. And then I was like, you know, I'm just going to go back to the fade. Because that was like before people started like twisting their hair, like with the like the new dread and like the sponge and all that. So it was just like a picked out fro. I didn't like the way it looked. So I just went like to a half out fade. And then I eventually got a sponge and started sponging my hair with the fade. And I like that. And so I just like.
When did that come out?
That's how like sophomore. It was how like my junior year of high school, like when everybody started sponging.
Okay.
So I did that to my fade. I really liked it. But I would, my parents didn't want my hair to get like long or get dreads or anything. So I would just keep it at the same width and just sponge it like that. But then I got to college and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just not really freeform my hair, but just like kind of let it grow and like twist it every now and then. And so I did that for like probably like 3 months. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to freeform it from now. And then I did that for like a year. And then my hair like started to drop in like phases. So like some of my hair would drop and some of it would still be up. So it looked weird. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and get it retwisted professionally somewhere.
Oh.
So then I got dreads now, I guess. My parents still got my hair twist, even though they're dreads. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, because last year in the video you had twists. You were calling them twists, but I guess they weren't fully like formed yet.
Yeah, I was like, that video thing. I got my hair twisted once, and that was it.
Oh, yeah, they were still sticking up.
Yeah,
so you got them twisted, like.
But then I just didn't get them twisted anymore, so I just like kept sponging it after the twist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you get them done professionally? Was that after that?
Yeah, it was, I think it was like in January of last year.
Okay. Wow.
So like winter quarter, something like that.
Yeah.
But like the thing is, like, I've always wanted dreads, but I didn't want to go through like the ugly phase. So that's why I kind of like waited to get them twisted. So they could at least have like a little bit of drop.
Like doo-doo braids, or they look like. Yeah, like it's not a cute thing.
Nah, I'm not about that.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, but like now they're at like they're kind of like at my nose now, like my ear. So they're nice little length now.
Do they cover your eyes or no?
Yeah, that's I'm getting used to that now. Like, it just started doing that a couple of weeks. Well, I guess like last month. And it's kind of getting so I like tie them back sometimes, or like tie the front back a little bit. So I just like put them in a ponytail all together. So.
Yeah, maybe you have to like train it, like when you twist it, to go more to the side or something. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
So like,
I'm terrible at what are you saying?
You terrible at what?
I'm terrible at getting them retwisted because like I'm so busy. Oh. That takes like a good chunk of time to do. So
yeah, that's true.
It'll be like 3 months in between when I get my hair retwisted. I don't think that's good.
Do you wash it at home?
Yeah, I wash it probably every couple of weeks. Kind of with like dreads, you're not supposed to wash them that much. So I try not to. But I work out a lot, so I sweat.
Yeah.
It's not good for like buildup and all that. So I gotta keep it washed every now and then.
That's good. A lot of guys don't wash their hair.
I don't know. Like my mom always told me, even like when I had short hair, she would always tell me to wash my hair. So
What do you use to wash your hair?
I use Mane and Tail. That's because I saw this video of Wiz Khalifa back in 2011 when he had like his fro, and he said he used Mane and Tail to wash his hair. So I was like, I want to be like Wiz Khalifa. So I just started buying that.
Oh my God.
Dick, like, you remember his hair? He was like the first person to have like kind of like the wild fro.
That's true.
And I was like before sponging and all that, so like I didn't know how you got his hair like that. So I was just trying to do everything I could.
So you still hold it strong. I never use that, but I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's pretty straight.
And it comes in big bottles, so yeah, it's probably more.
It lasts me like a year.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's pretty good.
But other than that, just if I don't have that, I'll just use the Dove. I think, yeah, the Dove shampoo or something like that. It's like a shampoo and conditioner all in one.
Okay. Do you use any like oils or any like things for moisturizing your hair?
I do. I'm trying to remember the name of the brand. I think it's Shea Moisture.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, yeah, one of those natural hair brands.
Shea Moisture, Cantu.
Yeah, I think it's Cantu. I think it's Cantu.
It's like an oil, or is it like a?
No, it's cream? Like a it's cream.
A leave-in. Okay. Yeah,
it's a leave-in cream.
I'm surprised, like Corey's never like retwisted your hair, but
she's done it twice, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's done it twice, and then I've gone to her mom's shop and got it retwisted. So.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But like now I gotta go to the barbershop and I gotta go to the salon. It's just so much work. And my hair is like long.
At the barbershop? So. From the sides?
Cause I got a fade still. So.
Oh, okay.
Sides cut.
Your hair getting so long, I can't really tell.
I know. I mean, like, if you look at my hair from the back, you can still see that I have a fade. But like from the sides or the front, you can't really tell.
Mm-hmm. So what are you like looking for it to look like in the future? Because you were saying like Jaden Smith, but now he's cut all his hair off, so.
Yeah. It's still kind of like the old Jaden Smith style, like with his dreads. I probably won't dye my hair. But just like that length, not necessarily the style, like how he had in the like that front with ponytail or nothing, but just like that length so I could like tie it up in a bun or something like that.
Oh, okay. So through your childhood, you mostly like experimented with your hair a lot. So you were in your hair a lot or having different styles, and did a lot of other guys at your school do that? Or was it like mostly just you?
Like, when I first got my high top, it was just me and then two other guys in my class. I got a high top. And our hair was, like, kind of like, well, no, it was, like, probably three or four other guys. Because, like, it was, like, really popular when it came back. So, like, we all kind of had the same length high top. And then everybody just started cutting theirs off. And I was, like, I kept mine for the longest. Because if I didn't get in trouble those two times, I probably still would have had my hot top for, like, probably until I got to college. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to keep it, like, forever. Because I really liked the way it looked. Like, it just, like, fit me so well. I don't know. But
was it higher than your dreads?
Nah.
Or your twists?
It was probably, like, the width of my dreads are now was probably the highest my hair is everything. Like with the hot top. So like when I first got my hot top, it was pretty high. Like for the time. But yeah, I, if I do cut my hair, like I'll probably just might go a fur route next time. I do something like that. I don't know.
That's cool. You seem so free with your hair. You just like, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, my friend Ishmael, he basically had, like, every hairstyle that, like, came through, like, as a trend. Like, he had waves, and then he had braids. Like, he had braids for a day. It was so funny. Cause, like, he,
what?
So in fifth grade, basically all the guys in my fifth grade class, we all had froze. It was weird. It was like the 70s and COVID. Like, legit, like, almost every black guy in my class had a fro. And then Ishmael's, his was, like, probably like the longest. He had, like, the longest hair. And then he came back to school one day, and he had braids. And it was only for a day. Because he was, like, his braids were so tight that he couldn't take it. So he just, like, he cut his hair off. He didn't even, like, just undo it. He cut his hair off.
What?
Yeah. He was, like, traumatized by the braids. I was, like, man, when I saw him, like, you could tell, like, he was just, like, he was just straining his head, and I was like, dang, man.
Oh, my God. Really? He was up.
But he had braids, and then he had a mohawk. It was pretty hot, too.
I remember the mohawks.
And then I think he got a fade for, like, a little bit, too. But it wasn't, like, a high, hot top fade. It was just, like, a small little fade. And then he sponged his hair like a few years ago too. And he was trying to do like the Odell Beckham, and then he cut the sides off and kind of got like an Odell Beckham mohawk for a little bit. And then now he cut his hair off and now he just has like a little buzz cut. But he basically went through everything. I just went through like a buzz cut and a hot top. He went through like the whole, barbershop sheet. It was crazy.
Barbershop sheet.
Yeah, like have you like seen a barbershop?
Yeah.
And they have the pictures and like the numbers.
Yeah.
She basically went through all
the
of
numbers.
Them.
Yeah. That is so weird. What is it like being in a barbershop? I don't know. Like,
I mean, like, it's weird. Like, for me, it was weird. Like I would always go to the barbershop with my dad, and he would always tell the barber like what to do, and I'd just be sitting there like, okay, it's cool. And then it was like this transition point where I had to do it myself, because he would like, because my dad, he's bald now, so he would just drop me off at the barbershop, and like he didn't tell me, like, well, I wasn't paying attention, so I didn't like know like the barbershop lingo at first. I didn't know what to like tell them what I wanted. So I just had to like pay attention to other people and see what they said and like kind of see if they had this similar hairstyle that I did and just kind of like mimic them. Cause like the barbershop sheets with the numbers and stuff, like they didn't really have like that many good hairstyles on there. So I didn't really choose one of those numbers.
Right.
So I would just have to like figure out what I should tell them. And so then eventually I would like figure that out and then tell them that. And then with the hot top, that was simple. I just told them to like fade the sides and keep the top. That wasn't that hard.
But, yeah. I was just watching Atlanta from last week.
Oh yeah, that last episode. Yeah, I saw it.
That's just like
I'm pretty sure that it happened at like a lot of barbershops in America. But like, I haven't experienced anything like that. But like, I've experienced like some barbers, like they'll be on their phone like the whole time or something. And like,
yeah, they took it to the max. It was so funny that he was just like, I was like, I couldn't believe he was going everywhere with him just to get his haircut.
Yeah, I was like, brother, just, you don't have to do this. You don't have to stand through all of this. This mess. Like, you can just go to any other barber. Literally in Atlanta, there's so many barbers.
Right.
That you can just call one.
But it was so funny at the end how he was like, I guess it's a spoiler alert if you didn't watch it. But
oh, yeah.
At the end, he was like, he went to the other guy and he didn't even know what he get. Like,
Yeah, he was
saying the usual.
The that ending scene was so real for me because I went to go get my haircut last year at a new barbershop here in Savannah, and they asked me, I still had my dress at the time, and so I asked to get my the sides faded. He asked me if I wanted a 3 or a 4, and I had never heard that in my life. I was like,
is that the guard?
I don't know what it is. Like, I still don't know. Even after seeing the episode, I still don't know what those numbers mean.
Really?
Yeah, because he asked me if I wanted 3 or 4, and I was like, what's the difference? And he just repeated the question, and I was like, bro, I don't know what that means. Like, I've never heard this term in my life. And so I was just
But you told him you wanted a 5 guard on it?
Nah, I just thought about wearing the medium fade.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like,
my dad was like, when he was watching it, he was like, that guy must have been new, because people don't even like go by that anymore. He was like fresh, brand new. So I guess that's what they teach them.
Probably something. I just know a medium fade, a high fade, a low fade. I don't know.
You don't know the numbers.
What
did you do? Did you just like go with
I told him I wanted a slight fade. It's like a slight medium fade. And he was like, oh, so what, a 4? And I was like,
what?
If it's a slight medium fade, then I guess I want a 4. I don't know.
So he was just like super strict with the numbers.
Yeah, I was like, if that is, if the slight medium fade is the 4 in this number system, then that's what I would get.
Right. He shouldn't even ask you. He should have just been like, okay, I know what I'm going to give you, but like,
he's like, okay, I know what you mean. A 4, I'm like, okay. I mean, it was what I wanted. Like, in the end, it was like, that was the haircut that I wanted, but I didn't know the correct terminology for it.
You're two or three.
So when he said that in the episode and he looked confused, I was like, I feel that. Like, never heard that.
Yeah, I would just be like, just never mind. And then he had to go back to that guy. I was like,
Yeah, I was like,
if the barbershop's like that, that's kind of what the beauty supply, I mean, not the beauty supply, the hair salon's like, you be waiting all day just to get your hair done. And it's like, I feel like the barbershop should be quicker because you're just cutting. You don't have to like wash and curl and all this stuff.
Yeah, the process is used like, 15 to 30 minutes. It's not that long. But
okay.
But like the loyalty to a barber is like real. Like if you go to a barbershop, if you go to a new barbershop and you go to a barber and like he goes to that barber like twice in a row, after that second time, that's your barber. Like, you can't go to any other barber in a barbershop unless they're not there. Even if they're not there. Because, even if a barber isn't there, then you just have to come back another time. Like, you can't use another barber.
Is that, like, cheating?
It's like cheating on a girl or something.
When did you learn that? Like,
it's just a thing that you...
you just know.
Once you've been going to the barbershop all your life, it's just, like, that's what you know. Like, you notice the loyalty around you, and you're like, oh, I can't leave this person. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, nothing's probably even going to happen if you, like, go to the barber. Because I've gone to the barber. Because I called my barber one time, and he didn't answer the phone. And then I went to the barbershop, and he wasn't there. And so then I needed a haircut like for the next day. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to just... And like the other barbers haven't, they said he wasn't there either. So I was like, and then one of them offered to cut my hair. So I was like, okay. And then like, as soon as I got in the chair, like 5 minutes later, my barber came in and he was like, he was joking, but he was like, oh, so you found a new barber now. And I was like, I was like, nah, it's not even like that. Like, I called your phone and you wasn't here. So I was like, I needed a haircut.
Dang.
But yeah, it's just like an unspoken rule. Like, you're supposed to stick to one barber at a barber shop. I have like a backup barber, but they're at two totally different barber shops.
So they won't know.
Yeah, so like if one of them is booked, I just gotta call. It's like, I was about to say it's like a side chick, but I'm not gonna say that.
What?
But, like, if one of them is occupied, then I have another one that I can call.
Oh my god. That's funny. Yeah, so. But you gotta have them at a whole nother shop just so they don't know. Mm.
Well, I didn't
realize that was so much. Yeah, I didn't realize that was such a struggle just to get your hair cut. But now,
yeah, I mean, once you find a barber, then everything is Gucci. Like, once I have the relationship and everything.
That's cool. I guess you still do that because you get the fade in the back. I was like, you don't have to worry about that, but you do. Would you ever, like, dread the hair up in the back?
Probably not. I mean, not now since I have a fade, because then, like, the length, it would just be too different if I started to dredge up. I mean, I think Jay Smith did that, though. But he did it, like, early on in his process with his hair, so. But, like, now I'm too deep in with the fade, so I'll have to, like, cut it all off.
Yeah, it would be, like, a weird, like, mullet kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever, like, dread my whole hair, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've just had a fade my whole life. So, like, I'm just used to that. Just a fade in a capacity, so.
Okay. Cool. Do you have anything else you want to share? I don't know. It's kind of, like, quick, but. You didn't say the prom thing.
Oh, yeah. I think it was my... I think it was my sophomore prom. Or, wait.
Y'all had prom in sophomore year?
Wait, no. My bad. I'm thinking junior. Junior year.
Okay. I was like, what?
I think it's my... Dang, I don't even remember. Wait, no, yeah, it was definitely my senior year prom. Yeah. So, the story was, I was trying to get my hair, like, dang, what's the dude name that made Classic Man? Jadena. I was trying to get my hair like Jadena. Because I saw it in the Classic Man video, and I was like, yo, this guy.
Oh, my God.
He's on a new level. I need to get like him. Like, it was before, like, everybody even knew about him. Because I knew about him, like, He was in, like, one of Janelle Monae's music videos, like, on her, like, second album. So I had been knew about him, like, before everybody else. So I was, like, I was trying to be on a new wave before everybody. So I had showed it to my friend's mom, because she does hair. And I asked if she could do it.
Oh, wow.
And
so you went to a professional?
I mean, she wasn't, like, a professional, but, like, she did her daughter's hair and, like, some of her friends' hair. So I had trusted her in her skills. And so she had – I didn't even know what a hot comb was. But, like, she said she had to use that, and I was like, okay, that's cool. So, right. I did not know how hot a hot comb was.
What?
Like, I feel like at that moment, like, I felt for every female that, like, gets their hair done, like, on the regular, because, like, I couldn't.
Oh my god!
It wasn't even that much, like, that I had to get done. Like, I couldn't even. I don't know. I had to take breaks because it was too stressful.
What?
It was a lot.
Did she blow dry your hair, or she just went straight in?
No, she like washed it and like blow dried and all that.
Was this one of the high tops, or how? Like,
yeah, I had a high top.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of felt it on my scalp a little bit, and I was like, nah, I'm not about to lash. But long story short, like the end result was, I don't know if you know what a Gumby fade is, but
no, what is that? How do you spell that?
A Gumby. Well, Gumby was like a character like back in the day, like in the 80s or something like that. But he had like a green character, and his head was like, he was like a rectangle, and the top of his head was like slanted. Oh, it was like cut off at an angle. You looking at right now?
Yeah. I see a whole bunch of kids with like this haircut.
Yeah, but like Bobby Brown had it like back in the day, and he was like kind of the front man for the Gumby fade. But long story short, I basically like Bobby Brown with the Gumby fade.
Okay.
I don't know. And it was,
don't look too bad.
But see, he just had like a regular, like he had a high top and then he like cut it like that. But mine was like, it was kind of straight a little bit. So it looked, I don't know, it looked weird. I don't know. It was just, I was trying something new. I don't know why I did it for prom, because like, it's prom. So it didn't come out exactly how I wanted it to look, but I don't know.
So you had the Gumby fade and then it was straightened?
I didn't have a Gumby fade. It just looked like that.
That's how it looked.
Yeah, because she had straightened it to the side a little bit. And it didn't straighten like all the way.
And it just stood up like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to get the comb over look. Like, you know, like from the 1940s and stuff like that. I was trying to get the comb over look like that, but...
Like in Malcolm X?
Yeah.
Okay. But well,
my hair was just sticking up, so
it was like, no, thank you.
But yeah, I just had my fade like slanted. But then I washed out the next day, and it was like back to normal.
Oh, she was just like, oh, this is the straightest it's gonna get.
Yeah, she was like,
just like, oh, okay.
At the time, like when she first did it, it was like laying down. But then I woke up the next morning. Even though I topped my hair and everything, I woke up the next morning and it was like kind of standing back up. So I was like, that's straight.
It had reverted already. That's funny. I feel like those pictures look very interesting.
Bro, I don't even know. Because
you haven't had the picture.
I don't even know what pictures are of that night. Like, I don't even remember. Because, like, I got pictures, like, from my first prom, but that was, like, my second prom. I don't even remember. Like, because I remember taking pictures, like, some of my friends. Like, some of my guy friends. Because we all took a picture, like, a group picture. But I don't think I took, like, a professional, like, prom picture that year. Wait, no.
You
did take pictures that year. But I don't even know where they at. Cause I didn't post any like social media pictures. It wasn't because I was embarrassed. It's just cause like I didn't like do stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I was like, you were like, nah, these like, gotta come.
Honestly, it didn't turn out that bad. It just didn't turn out how I wanted it to.
I've gotten burned by a hot comb and like the straightening iron, like on the back of my neck, or like when you get burned on your scalp, like you were saying how you felt it.
Ooh. Okay, I don't know about that last name.
Okay, well, I'm going to go into the curly five. It's five questions I ask every guest. I'm going to try to, like, change them, I guess, a little bit for you, because some of these may not apply.
Okay.
But number one, if you could only have one hair product, what would it be?
I'm not too up on the hair products.
Yeah. But maybe like the shampoo you were talking about.
Yeah, I guess that's like the only thing I
if could. If you like it a lot, I don't know.
I'm still experimenting with like conditioners and moisturizers and stuff like that, because this is my first time having like long hair like since I was a baby, so I'm still getting used to taking care of it. So probably like mane and tail, I guess, because it's important to clean your hair. So that's definitely something I can't live without. A must have.
Okay. Fade or buzz cut?
Definitely a fade, because I've had that basically all my life, or most of my life. So.
And you can still have your hair long, but still have it faded. That's cool. Number three, if you could go back in time, what would you say to your younger self about your hair?
I want to tell my younger self to grow my hair out, but my parents won't let me, so that wouldn't make any sense.
What would you say to your parents? I don't know.
I would tell my younger self, I would like give my younger self like some advice to like convince my parents to grow my hair out. I didn't try when I was younger. Like, I just asked them, they said no. And I was like, okay. But like, I would actually like try and talk to them about growing my hair.
What's one tip or trick that you've learned with your hair?
A tip or trick. When I still have dreads, I guess like a tip is to tie my hair up every night. Because that kind of protects it and like helps it grow, like, I guess like healthier, I don't know. So if you go to sleep with dreads and you don't tie it up, it'll like put knots and stuff in your hair. So that's definitely a tip for people that are
wanting. What do you use to tie it up?
I use a do-rag because that's all I had at the time. But it kept unwrapping at night. So now I just use like a headscarf. I don't really know what to call it.
Is it like satin?
Yeah, it's like a satin, like, you know, satin little scarf.
Okay.
I mean, that still comes off at night too, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe look up some alternatives. Somebody told me to get like a cap or something.
Yeah, like the bonnet. I have like different bonnets, but sometimes it's like that band is too tight. But I also have like a silk pillowcase. So if you don't have your hair tied up, then it's like at least it's on the silk. So it's like, okay. Yeah.
I think I'm looking.
So you could try that maybe.
I'm looking to like getting a bonnet or something. I don't know. I think it's something like Snoop Dogg, though. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little weird. Like,
I mean, you going to bed. Nobody's going to see you.
I don't know. I'm going to see me, and that's the thing.
You got to have your hair looking right,
though. Oh, no. I probably got to get used to it.
Well, I mean, like, I switch between, like, a scarf, a bonnet, nothing, and just this silk pillowcase. Yeah. I don't know. There should be something invented for that.
Yeah, I mean, like, because...
Maybe, like, a cap kind of thing more so. They have, like, kind of more fitted caps.
Yeah, they have, like...
Like
the wave caps, like, not the ones that you tie, but, like, the ones you just, like, slap on. But
yeah, the dome cap.
Yeah.
Is that it? We use that to make. Well, we used to like make waves on that.
when I used to get waves, I would put the do-rag on and put that on top of the do-rag.
Oh wow!
I thought it would like give me like extra waves or something. I like speed up the process.
Hold it all in there.
I mean, it helped because like my do rag didn't come off at night when I put that on, so that was definitely a plus.
Yeah,
but I might start doing that again for my dreads.
Yeah,
but like in theory, like a do rag will work. You like tie it up, but like for some reason, it just like gets untied. You know? I wake up and there's no do rag.
And if it doesn't get untied, you have like big lines in your head, and it's
yeah,
like
if my side is tight, then it's just gonna be. I'll be looking crazy the next morning.
Yeah, it's a struggle. It's a balance to it. And number five, what is some advice you would give to someone looking to start embracing their natural hair, especially like a guy?
I guess like the, I don't know, it's just different now. I mean, cause like when I was younger, like in middle school and like elementary and stuff like that, the only people that had long hair was like females. Like guys really didn't have long hair like that. But like now it's totally different.
Yeah.
So, I guess just cause like more people embrace their hair now. So I guess just experiment with your hair. And see what you like and don't try to be like other people or let others like influence what you do to your hair. Like do whatever you think looks cool and what you want your hair to be like.
That's good. Yeah, because I guess some people may still just be like, I don't know, I've been doing this. Like I've been getting the usual at the barbershop all my life, so I don't know if I want to try something, but, or like, I don't know how to take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, some people are just like that. They just like short hair or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some people don't know how to take care of their hair, and that's the thing. But, I mean, there's tutorials for that. So
that's men and women.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like really what about what you want. So if you kind of want to try it, then try it. Like, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, then just cut it off.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the show. I think you gave some good tips, and that was funny talking about the barbershop.
that's definitely a blackmail experience that not a lot of people know about.
Tell us again where everyone can follow you on all of your social media.
Well, my Instagram is DEVXNCX. It's Da Vinci with no I's and replace the I's with X's. And my Twitter is Da Vinci. Yeah. It was like a whole thing with like Tumblr, like back when Tumblr was popping, and like people replaced like the A's with V's and like X's.
Oh.
But yeah. that's my Instagram. My Twitter is Da Vinci the Great. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Twitter and Instagram. You have the other ones.
Oh, yeah, well my film my film Instagram is Devin G Productions. My YouTube is Spinning Films. SPINNINFILMS.
Hit them up for your videos, music videos.
Yeah, I do music videos.
Lit.
Weddings, stuff like that. DJ parties, all that stuff.
Cool. Okay. Well, yeah, thank you for coming on the show, and it was good talking to you.
Cool, thank you.
Devin's story was pretty lit, and I love how he challenged the norm by growing his hair out longer and longer as a child because, like, the liking for it was so natural for him. Even though he knew his granddad had, like, long, super silky hair, as soon as he figured out he had long hair, like, as a child, he was like, oh, yes, yes, we're about to do this again. We're about to grow it out again. We're doing this. So I just liked how that was so, like, instinct for him and, like, just so natural for him to just want to have his hair long, even when that wasn't the norm. Anyways, here's a few takeaways from today's episode. Number one, first and foremost, don't cheat on your barber. But if you are going to do it, maybe you should make sure it's at a different barbershop, like Sad Chick Barbers? Like, why? Like, what's the thing? Apparently, that's the thing. Anyways, number two, it's very important to keep your hair washed and clean. Yes. Number three, definitely do trial and error on your hair and see what works. That's the same for everybody. Anybody listening? Yes. Number four, tie your hair up at night, especially if you have dreads, so you don't get any knots or like that lint, you know, in your hair. And number 5, try out different styles. See what you like. Don't be influenced by what everybody else is doing with their hair. Do what's cool to you. And that wraps up episode 10, the 10th episode of the Proud and Curly podcast. Can't wait till we get to like 50 and 100 and all those like cool milestones. But anyways, that was just episode number 10. And if you felt like this episode was helpful and inspiring, be sure to share it with someone who needs to hear it. Maybe like your boyfriend. Just kidding. Just share it with somebody, your daddy, I don't know, anybody, your granddaddy, your little brother, anybody that you think may need to hear it, maybe inspired by it to wear their hair the way that it is out their scalp. And go ahead and check out the last few episodes if you haven't heard them. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at Esquire Music 111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.